What's up, y'all? Welcome to Freedom Friday. And what's been on my mind is basically speaking on, you know, the breaking point of men. I had put out a post this week, you know, kind of talking about what some of the breaking points of men. And I'm talking like breaking points of relationships, you know, even dating in some situations and even marriage, right? So I want to kind of speak personally about this, right? Based off of a lot of the comments I heard was that, you know, it's true, you know, this is true as far as what it takes for men and their breaking point to leave a toxic situation, a toxic relationship, or, you know, to the extreme of marriage, right? And then I heard a lot of, you know, it's kind of our fault because we're staying too long. We're in the situation too long. And I kind of just want to explain that, right? To a point where, what's the breaking point of men? Are you there already? Or what's bringing you to that point? So a personal experience of mine is that, man, in my opinion, I feel like I can be very patient when it came to certain behaviors, certain traits, certain patterns, right? At that time, you know, I let it go. I brushed it under the rug, right? Or I felt like I could change it with money. I could change it with, you know, sex. I could change it to a point where it's like better myself to correct the behavior of somebody else. And that's not always the case. And it took me a long time to understand and learn that someone else's actions, someone else's patterns is just what they are. They have to make the choice to make that change. And I do feel like sometimes that did maybe, as I think about it right now, bring some constructive thinking towards me, is that could have been my mistake, you know, because it kind of changed the identity of who I was. Try to change a certain behavior, change a certain pattern, change a certain way a relationship was going based off of someone else's actions. So pretty much, man, like, I feel like the breaking point for men is we're basically patient when it comes to certain behaviors or patterns. Not a lot of men out here are speaking up on things we don't like. Why? Because I, in my opinion, just bringing myself back into the situation was that, man, I didn't want to feel like I was quitting on something, right? I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to be feeling like I had to start all over. And is that what some of you guys are thinking right now? Or going through right now? Or you're at that point right now? You're at a crossroad to feel like, man, I don't like the way things are going, and they're consistently going the same way, and you don't know how to handle it. Are you staying quiet to a point where it's like you don't want to voice your opinion because you feel like you're afraid of the repercussions that come with voicing your opinion and feelings? But this is my solution to that. Don't be afraid to speak up, fellas. Right, I'm not saying be disrespectful. I'm not saying turn to violence. I'm not saying be ultra aggressive. I'm not saying yelling, coming out of pocket, being cursing, any of that. Right, but you have a right and also a way of conveying your feelings to something or someone's patterns and behaviors that you feel like you don't agree with. It's okay, and that's the problem. We're staying quiet. We're not saying anything. And that comes to my question. Are you at that breaking point? Are you getting to that breaking point? Because I know for me, I let a lot of things slide. And I know we've spoken about patterns and boundaries. But at the end of the day, I let down a lot of those boundaries and patterns. And a lot of those standards. Thinking that behaviors and patterns would change based off of what I was doing and who I was. And that's not true. And a lot of our brothers out there aren't voices these days. You've got problems in your home right now, and you're allowing the turmoil and the toxicity to live in your home right now. Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're dating, whether you're married. I'm not saying there is such a thing as like, man, pick your battles. There is such a thing. I'm not saying like every little thing that you have to be like, man, I don't like this. But if it's something that's really against your standards and patterns and against a lot of what you have a problem with, I don't see the issue of why you can't voice your opinion. Right? Do you feel like your partner would have a problem if she didn't agree with a lot of things you were doing? Have a problem with speaking out against you? How are you going to react to it? But a lot of our brothers out here, we're staying quiet. We're staying in relationships too long because we're not voicing our opinion, our issues within the relationship. And I'm talking like 1, 2, 5, 10 years and just staying silent and dealing with it, thinking that this person's going to change for us. And that's not true. Do you understand, brothers, my men, that there's, and I'm speaking to the men on this one, right? There's so much in this world that once you step out of your house, right, it's you against the world, right? Trying to succeed at work, trying to get to a particular goal, right? And there are some things that the world is against us, right? Trying to do better, like financially, physically, mentally, career, trying to succeed, depression, right? Sadness. And all that is going on up here as far as the mindset. And a lot of our brothers are dealing with that, right? In an old particular way as a release, right? But think about it this way. Do you want to come home and deal with that too? A person's behaviors or patterns that you're not happy with. And it's building resentment within that relationship of marriage that can be a simple conversation. And if you are into the men that are having these conversations and the same behaviors are going on, right? You've reached a breaking point. You've reached it. And you have a choice. Don't let someone else's behaviors and patterns take away your choice. Are you going to deal with this for the rest of your life? Are you willing to? And if you are, cool. But I find it very hard to believe because you're basically saying and being naive to a point where you feel like it's going to change. And it may not. And if it does, it's not because of you. But if you speak on it and lay down the foundation on why you feel this way, there's a possibility. Try it. Try it to a point where in a conversational discussion on an issue you have. And that determines the breaking point of your relationship and your marriage based off of how your partner reacts to it. If she's open, if she's willing to understand how you feel about it, and willing to internalize and look within herself to say, oh yeah, it's a problem. But just know, those type of conversations are give and take. But the initial problem is, a lot of our men, we're staying quiet. We're not saying anything. And when you do that, when you don't address the problem, when you don't speak on it, right? There are a lot of our brothers out there stepping out on relationships and marriages and refusing to date, refusing to get in relationships and refusing marriage based off of this understanding right here. Because we're not talking. We're not voicing our opinions. We're not communicating our standards to a person. Hey, this is our standard. Hey, this is how I look at our relationship, our dating situation, our marriage on the table right here. And understand, and see how your partner reacts to it. And I'm talking to the men out there that, and I'll just name a couple issues, right? You're not being respected at home. You're feeling like you can't communicate at home. You guys are arguing a lot. You guys have difference of opinions, right? Toxicity. You know, you want some type of change in a relationship. You want some type of, like, there's a lot of dysfunction going on. I'm talking to all the brothers that are dealing with that right now. You feeling like you're being held back through because of a certain situation, right? And I know sometimes relationships and marriages can be hard because you feel like you have to feel like you're trapped. You feel like you have to, can't do something because you've got to take care of someone else. And that's why, in my opinion, a lot of men are staying quiet. They don't want to disrupt what they have going on because you've got to take care of somebody else. And that's what a relationship, that's what a marriage is. Right? But I think it's time for our brothers to speak up on how you feel in a relationship, how you feel in a marriage. Too many of our brothers are being quiet. And I have certain experience with this because I was quiet, thinking that if I changed myself, so would they. And I got sick of it. And I became angry, I became remorseful, I became like blaming women for this and that. And I had to take a step back to like, man, it's because I didn't speak up for myself. So I can just imagine how many of my brothers aren't speaking up for yourselves in relationships and marriages. So my final words to that is, free yourself. Don't let a toxic relationship take away your choice and your right to communicate and speak in your own relationship and your marriage. It's two people in a relationship, not one. Free yourself. All right? I'm Philosophical from the Let's Rock Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.